Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Man identified. I'm Chris Prento with your news. The Gillette Man, who had a seven-hour standoff with police last week, has been identified. 36-year-old David Lass has been charged with multiple counts of reckless endangerment. The standoff occurred the night of October 6th at Lass's home on Dalby Avenue. Here are more details from Police Lieutenant Brent Wasson.
After a neighbor reported hearing two gunshots, officers established a perimeter and identified the residence where the gunfire had come from. While those initial officers were on scene, a shot was fired. Negotiators began communicating with the 36-year-old male resident. Those discussions went on until about 11:30 p.m. At 11:30 p.m., he exited the front door of his residence and was taken into custody.
No one was present in the house with Lass, and no one was hurt. Lass allegedly admitted to be highly intoxicated during the standoff. He was charged with three counts of reckless endangerment, interference with a police officer, and possession of a controlled substance. Lass could face up to 5 years in prison. Governor Mark Gordon uses CARES Act money for two programs. With more on that, here's Reese Monaco with the Cowboy State News Network.
Governor Mark Gordon is directing a federal CARES Act funding to replenish and reinforce two programs that provide benefits to employers and job seekers. The governor allocating $25 million to replenish Wyoming's Unemployment Trust Fund and an additional $16.4 million in Workers' Compensation Fund premium credits.
Thanks, Reese. Coronavirus hospitalizations are up in Wyoming. If you'll recall, early last week, we reported 36 hospitalizations in Wyoming, three in Campbell County. And now the COVID hospitalizations have risen in the whole state to 56. This is according to the Wyoming Department of Health. It is your Basin Radio Network News Update.